Life is chess. You sacrifice things in order to win, and sometimes the sacrifice works and sometimes it doesn't.
That's Art Buchwald. He's making the rounds promoting his new book, While Reagan Slept, a collection of his newspaper columns over the past 2 years. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Buchwald says he loves to play chess.
I find that is the most relaxing thing I can do besides tennis, because when you're playing chess or when you're playing tennis, you don't think about what's going on in Washington or anywhere else.
And he's played chess with the biggies, Kissinger and Brzezinski. In fact, Buchwald would like to see chess taught at the U.S. military academies the way the Russians do. Buchwald loves to take potshots at the moral majority, whose latest enemy they call secular humanist.
The anti-communists did pretty good in the early 50s because they called people commies, reds, pinkos, fellow travelers. I mean, there were things that really had dirty rings to them. Secular humanist just hasn't caught on. People are, you know, you say a guy's a secular humanist and it seems to have some sort of sexual context to it. It's not dirty enough. It's not snide enough.
Born in Queens and now residing in Washington, Art Buchwald finds New York City a culture shock.
People here, they will take noise and accept noise that nobody else could even live with. I've never seen so many people in New York talk to themselves. They walk down the street, well-dressed people, and they're talking to themselves. Now, I assume most of them are tennis players, and they're saying, I should have got that last shot, and why didn't I get my first serve? And I always give them the benefit of the doubt that they're talking about tennis.
Buchwald was once caught up in a shootout in Times Square, but emerged safe.
I know a lady who had 5 locks on her door. 5 locks. I'm not exaggerating. And I took her home one night, and I said, let me ask you a question. Why do you live in New York? She says, I wouldn't live anywhere else.
More with Art Buchwald next on BookBeat. He is the author of While Reagan Slept. I'm Don Swaim. Art Buchwald. He hates to go around plugging his books, but he does it anyway. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Buchwald has assembled his newspaper columns over the past 2 years in his 20th collection, While Reagan Slept. Buchwald finds it easy to poke fun at the 40th President of the United States, but insists he has nothing against him.
Anybody that feeds me is my friend. Ronald Reagan feeds me. James Watt used to feed me. Now he's out.
Who are you going to kick around now?
I have nobody to kick around at the moment. We'll find somebody, but we'll never find anybody as good as Watt. He was better than Burt Lance. And he certainly was better than Earl Butts.
Now, it used to be that Art Buchwald would demand $12,000 to give a lecture, but no more.
$15,000 now.
$15,000?
Yes, the price has gone up. I'm glad you gave me a chance to mention it.
Buchwald has discovered an ingenious way of living longer.
If you don't watch television at night, you can add 3 hours onto your life every day. Because it really is a waste of time.
And when he's not on duty, what does Art Buchwald like to read?
I like to read John le Carré. I like to read history books. I like to read things that have nothing to do with my work. I don't want to know what happened during Vietnam. I know what happened during Vietnam.
Yes, Buchwald gets lots of mail, all of which he reads and sometimes answers.
I have a secretary who answers the ones that I don't want to answer, which are mostly requests for term papers by kids who want me to write their term paper and they want it by Thursday. I also hear from would-be humorists who want me to get them published. And I certainly don't do anything about them. I don't want any competition.
And indeed, Art Buchwald doesn't have very much competition. The sensationally funny columnist is out with his first book since he won the Pulitzer Prize for Outstanding Commentary in 1982. It's called While Reagan Slept. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.